Fixing the Extra Point. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It won't happen until 2015, but football insiders are predicting the extra point as we know it is going to change because it's become automatic. Except when it's not.
And he bangs it off the upright.
It's flat. He slipped when he went to kick.
He missed the extra point. Oh, my God.
For the first two preseason games, the NFL moved the ball out to the 15-yard line for the extra point, but it made almost no difference, which would leave us with Commissioner Roger Goodell's scheme, where a touchdown would start out as 7 points.
7 for scoring, automatic extra point. But if you want to run or pass, you can get the potential for an 8th point. And then if you fail, you actually end up with 6. You lose a point.
Yes, you could actually lose points, like Jeopardy. But let's examine the problem here. Why has the extra point become so automatic? It's because kickers are too good, right? And the reason is, kicking is all they do, so of course they nail it. I hear kickers are typically the smartest member of the team because they actually had time to do homework in college. So let's take a page from basketball. In basketball, it's the player who draws the foul who gets to take the 1-point shot. Well, then in football, whichever player scores the touchdown has to kick the extra point. I bet it won't be automatic then. But if they insist on adopting Mr. Goodell's Jeopardy rule, then at least go all in. To keep the extra point, the kicker has to solve a Jeopardy clue on the field.
This then Bronco quarterback threw an 80-yard touchdown to Demaryius Thomas.
Who is Tim Tebow.
Right.
You get to keep the point. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.